Jesus' ministry in the Gospels is one of both teaching and healing, of both classroom learning and of lab, if you will. Jesus' teaching is the textbook learning and lecture side of faith. It's where the theory of love God and love your neighbor gets spelled out. But then there's the lab side, where that vast love gets put into practice, like the healings spoken of in today's text, the healing Jesus gives to a few sick people, the healings performed by the disciples who are putting into practice their classroom learning. And they are all very real, very practical expressions of God's love for humanity and God's desired outcome for us all. The work of Jesus the Christ, revealing God's desire for our lives, which is to say all of the teaching and healing and preaching and miracles, it is all always for the sole purpose of restoration. Like a computer programmer debugging the system, Jesus' healings represent a reset to factory original settings, those settings God intended in the Garden of Eden, all things in perfect harmony with one another and with the creator of all. As part of this triune God we seek to understand, Jesus has always possessed the power and the authority to restore and set things back to their intended state. What Jesus does here in Galilee, though, is share the power and the authority with his disciples. He gives them the authority to teach and to preach, but also to do the lab work, the good works of anointing and healing. And this power and authority, this is all in keeping and in tradition with the authority God gave to humanity in Genesis, where we read, "Let us make man in our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over the earth, over all the creatures that move along the ground." Our triune God's intent was for us to work with as well as under God's authority. And if humanity had gotten it right from the beginning, the ongoing life-affirming tasks that were given to us, restoration wouldn't be necessary. But despite being created in the image of a perfect God, we are imperfect creatures. Weeds and droughts and blight plague our gardens. Brokenness plagues our lives. Disease, illness, injury, crimes against the body, crimes against the heart, all find space in our world. We dwell far from Eden, and we feel distant from God. And then into that distance, God comes to us in the form of Jesus. God walked humanly on earth beside us, just as God walked with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And then beyond Jesus' time on earth, God still walks with us, actually within us, through the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit is what gives human beings today the power and the authority to do what our baptismal vows profess, to resist evil and injustice and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves, and to bring healing and wholeness for ourselves and for others. We see episodes of healing all around us. We see doctors who work mending broken limbs, relieving clogged arteries, even replacing organs that no longer function as they should. And we see nurses whose administration of both medicine and compassion helps to relieve pain and cure infection. We watch physical therapists prescribe exercises that strengthen and mobilize. We witness teachers who give their students more than the three R's when they boost self-esteem and uncover hidden talents and showcase opportunities. We meet counselors who work to heal emotional brokenness. Farmers grow food for hungry bodies, and chefs turn it into magnificent meals that both nourish the stomach and the eye. Musicians and artists and poets and playwrights create works that speak to our human condition and elevate us above it, even if just for a moment. And that list goes on and on. Each of us, Every disciple of Jesus Christ, every child of God, has ways of being and ways of doing that promote healing and wholeness in ourselves and in our world. Sometimes we need a little encouragement to see how our giftedness can help heal others. I want to thank Julie Huntsman for sending me an article in the Washington Post this week, because now I'm going to tell the story. The story of Elliot Middleton, who works to make his corner of the world a little bit better, one reconditioned automobile at a time. On Christmas Day last year, Middleton showed up unannounced at Melanie Lee's home in Andrews, South Carolina, driving a white 1993 Oldsmobile. And what happened next shocked the woman. Middleton, whom she had never met before, put the key to that car in her hand without charging her anything for it. He just gave her the car, no strings attached. She is one of 33 people Middleton has gifted with a car in the past 9 months. Middleton's a restaurant owner and a former auto mechanic, and he spends his spare time repairing used cars and then giving them away to people in need in rural South Carolina. The idea, he says, came spontaneously early in 2020 after he hosted a food drive, and there were local families who showed up who had no transportation to get there. They walked 4 miles to get a hot meal at his restaurant. Transportation is a big issue in this part of South Carolina. It's rural. There are no bus lines, no taxis, no Uber calls. Cars are the only reliable way to get to work, to a shopping center, to a doctor's appointment. So he put out a call on Facebook, and the local community brought him used cars. And he traded barbecued ribs for cars. So far, he has been donated 100 vehicles to fix up and share. The first car he gave away went to a single mother who had 2 children, one of them a special needs child. Within a couple of months, that mom had been able to get a job because she now had her own transportation. She bought herself a newer car. She donated that car back to Middleton so he could share it again. Healing takes many forms. Sometimes it is physical. Sometimes it is the broken arm, the broken leg that gets mended. Some healings are emotional. All are restorative. Our gift of the Holy Spirit and our knowledge of Jesus' love are empowering us right now to teach and to preach, but also to anoint and to heal. And maybe it won't be big and splashy by the world's standards. Maybe we're not all going to be Elliot Middleton's restoring cars to give away. I know that that is not my gift. But maybe we don't all need to be Elliot Middleton's. God has given us compassion and kindness and grace, gifts that we can use right now to heal broken hearts, if not broken legs. We can use what we are given to fill empty stomachs and even to set right injustices. Eden is waiting to be restored. With the authority and the gifts we have been given, let us get to work sharing our abundance, restoring this corner of our world. Amen.